A reading from Acts chapter 4, verses 13 to 21. Observing the boldness of Peter and John, and perceiving them to be uneducated, ordinary men, the leaders, elders, and scribes were amazed, and they recognized them as the companions of Jesus. Then when they saw the man who had been cured standing there with them, they could say nothing in reply. So they ordered them to leave the Sanhedrin and conferred with one another, saying, "What are we to do with these men? Everyone living in Jerusalem knows that a remarkable sign was done through them, and we cannot deny it. But so that it may not be spread any further among the people, let us give them a stern warning never again to speak to anyone in this name." So they called them back and ordered them not to speak or teach at all in the name of Jesus. Peter and John, however, said to them in reply, "Whether it is right in the sight of God for us to obey you rather than God, you be the judges. It is impossible for us not to speak about what we have seen and heard." After threatening them further, they released them, finding no way to punish them on account of the people who were all praising God for what had happened. The word of the Lord. Jesus appears to Mary Magdalene in today's gospel, a woman who had a past which made people question. Her testimony was not believed, that the Savior has risen and has conquered death. Also in the Acts of the Apostles, the boldness of Peter and John and their seemingly uneducated titles cannot be explained except that there is a special link between the apostles' demeanor and that they had been with Jesus. This encounter made the Sanhedrin to exclaim, "Oh, that explains it." There is the root of it, the company, the association that they kept with Jesus, indeed accounts for that unembarrassed boldness. And perhaps some of them began to think that they had made a mistake in the last trial. The heroic power which is coming from deep within, and there is no academic qualification to explain that. What kind of relationship do you have? Are they bringing out the best in you? Or are they transforming you? Or are you transforming others to be better people and leaving a legacy? How often do we make mistakes and decide to listen to people on the basis of their degrees and positions? The list is endless. Today's readings tell us that the one in them is more powerful. In Zimbabwe today, there is the ordination of Father Raymond Mpandasekwa as the Bishop of Chinoy. Probably there might be other people thinking, how could they have chosen that one? He's just a simple man, just from humble background. Whatever might be claimed or thought of from human judgment and standards, all that is immaterial, but that he stands with courage due to the companionship that he has shared with the Lord and in turn has managed to bring others to God. Again, our readings today show us that no matter how insignificant you and I might appear in this world, we are indeed an important part of God's plan. Listen to that power that stirs from deep within. Yes, you might be looked down upon. You might be given names. As long as you know you are standing in the truth, God will be and is with you. Everyone in Jerusalem knows a remarkable thing was done through them. Some acts cannot be hidden, only have divine explanation.